think it can be really hard to be our true unique selves, as historically this has not often been possible, and we may be holding on to some of these old patterns and habits. For many of us, our parent couldn't be who they wanted to be, and beyond that, it got much more difficult to be ourselves. We still had slavery in 1865 in the UK. Plus, in many parts of the Western world, and before 1967, it was a criminal offence to be gay in the UK. Sadly, this is still illegal in parts of the world, and only a few years ago, Brunei brought back being stoned to death as a penalty for being caught being gay. Just over 100 years ago, women got the chance to vote, and before that, they were classed as being just a possession of the man. These are so close to who we are today on certain levels, but also a million miles away from us as well. Consciously, we understand and can really articulate that we are safe to be who we are. And if we choose to have certain beliefs or live our lives in a certain way, then that is absolutely fine. Our society draws a line to things or beliefs that would be harmful to ourselves and others. But that, for the most part, is a sensible thing to do. The law is set out in the hopes of finding that right balance and creating a safe place for us all to live in, hopefully in peace and harmony. This is not the case at times, but our world is much safer than it's been, particularly in places like England, than it's ever been before. The back of our minds and parts of us that hold the rules and programming patterns that gave us that solid base to build our consciousness on might not understand things in the same way though. Primarily, this is because if, say, you're aged 50, then this was set up 45 to 50 years ago. And look how much has changed since then. Then the people who we looked up to and brought us up, for example, were maybe 25 years old. So their beliefs would have been set 20 years ago. And then their parents' influence maybe took this whole situation back 75 years ago. I'm sure that you can see that we have all learned to base how we respond to things on quite out-of-date information. And this is often what we're holding on to. Instead of striving to be safe and secure within ourselves, we're finding that we're living with this big limiter within our lives. If we look even further back, living that more primeval life meant that we had to get on with everyone else who wanted to stick out like a sore thumb or be that black sheep of the family or the outcast of the village. We can easily understand those words and how they make us feel now. And even as we consider this, start to think about what it would have been like 100 years ago. It's bad enough now to feel this way, but back in the past often meant that we wouldn't even survive. No one looked out for us or would stand up for us. Being yourself can be hard, and if our beliefs are pulling us back, then it can also be very scary for us to be this too. If we feel limited by our fears, then this will be wobbling the foundations of who we are. Building true inner safety and security would be much harder to achieve, as it will often just slip off those imbalanced foundations that we have. But if we stay this way and don't challenge ourselves, then we will add to our own inner fear, make ourselves feel more anxious in everyday situations because we fear being ourselves. This can be a classic pattern with people who have suffered anxiety all their lives, as they've been living in this internalised disparity, making them feel insecure. They know who they want to be, but fear being able to be that in case there are negative consequences. I do think we need to be brave to be our true unique selves, but also one of the most liberating things we can ever do as well. I think we're all like super lucky to live in the UK and be able to do this on many levels. And now we must be able to take that opportunity. Maybe we can take small steps forward and just start to truly say what we want to, instead of saying, I don't mind, what do you want to do? Or maybe you just say, I'm easy, I'll just do anything you want to do. And at times, of course, this may be just how we feel. But if we're doing this all the time, we have to be truthful with ourselves, and this can't be the case, and we're just placating the people around us. Maybe we think if they're happy, then we'll be happy. And often this can cause an imbalance between that give and take, which won't make anyone happy in the long run. We can't always do what we want to do, that's a given, but we can have our own needs met. And also we can choose who we want to be and have our own opinions heard. Take the time to consider who you truly are and what makes you happy. Then start to find ways to be yourself in situations. Always remember, the most important opinion is your own. And if you take care of ourselves and feel safe to be who we are, our minds will feel so much happier. Over time, your mind will develop more of this inner safety and security, which is one of the core things we need to be relaxed and calm in our lives. If we feel safe and secure, we'll be attracting more experiences that match with our own inner beliefs, and we'll start pulling us in that positive direction. The people we'll meet will sense this too, and will find it easier to be more relaxed with other people and situations. The benefits of choosing to be yourself are massive. And of course, your inner mind will think, oh my God, maybe she does like and love me. Maybe she does value my opinion, which over time will allow your confidence to grow. Start today. Set daily goals and challenge yourself to relax and be yourself. It is safe to do this.